Last year, descendants of some of the original residents of the Juneau Indian Village performed an oral history called Anyat Kusani, Noble People of the Land. In it, they talked about the renaming of traditional Tlingit sites after white settlers, like the area that was once the Akwan clan's summer village. Clan members relocated there from Auk Bay when many went to work in the mines. People now call it the Willoughby District.
Dick Willoughby from Missouri comes to Juneau to make his fortune.
He's a prospector.
He's a snake oil salesman.
He's a crook.
As recounted in the show, Willoughby went on to gain a reputation as a scam artist. He sold copies of postcards to tourists depicting what he called the Silent City. It was actually just a photograph of Bristol, England, superimposed over a photo of Muir Glacier. Even with that reputation, after he died and a road was built through the Juneau Indian Village, it was named after him. It's not entirely clear when the area became known as the Willoughby District, but the name has persisted for years. That is, until the Akwan decided to request the change.
I'm Francis Houston. I am Akwan of the Raven Moiety from the Yuktahit, which is Dipper House.
Houston is spokesperson for the Akwan. She wrote a formal request to the Juneau Assembly earlier this year.
I believe that the new name of Auk Village District is bringing back what is important to the Akwan clan. So, with my opinion, it is showing the respect going back to the rightful people of this area.
The Assembly unanimously approved changing the district's name to the Auk Village District Monday night. Assistant City Manager Mila Cosgrove said it may take some time for locals to stop calling the area the Willoughby District. But the change will be reflected soon as the city works on the downtown wayfinding project.
So signage, instead of referring to it as the Willoughby District, will refer to it as the Auk Village District.
For Houston, changing the name is also a way of honoring her mother, clan leader Rosa Miller, who asked her to take on the role of speaking for her clan.
I never thought I would be doing this, but it's important. I know that I'm doing something important for the clan, and that's to stand tall.
Earlier this year, students led an effort to add a Tlingit name to Juneau Douglas High School. The school board approved the proposal, adding Yada'ak Hatle, meaning beautifully adorned face, to the school's name. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.